Brothers and sisters, we don't often observe Jesus being disempowered, and perhaps this is the only incident of this kind we find in the Gospels. It seems that because of the people's lack of faith, he could perform no miracle in his own hometown. This is surprising, because we usually think of Jesus as being all-powerful and capable of doing anything. But actually, if we look at the text closely, we see the words, "He could work no miracle there." True, he cured a few weak people by laying his hands on them. These words appear to contradict themselves, because if a healing is not a miracle, then you would be forced to wonder what it is. In fact, when we think that, we can think that Saint Mark means that Jesus could not or was not inclined to perform any great miracle in Nazareth, such as feeding the 5,000 or walking on water. Perhaps knowing that Jesus healed people wherever he went, Saint Mark just took those healings for granted, even though to the recipients they must have been entirely life-changing. What happens here can help us to realize that personal faith is very much involved in the making of a miracle. Yes, Jesus can perform whatever wonders he wishes, but he usually only performs a miracle when faith is present. So we hear him saying such things as, "Your faith has saved you," or "Your faith has healed you," as we did in last Sunday's gospel in the case of the woman with the hemorrhage. Yes, brothers and sisters, faith is always an important element in any miracle. It has to be. We cannot envisage Jesus healing someone who had outright rejected him. It is true, faith is what Jesus is all about. He comes to help us to believe in God. He comes to teach us and to help us deepen and strengthen whatever small amount of faith we have. Whatever small amount of faith we have. Unfortunately, the readings today show us how the humans are capable to refuse the plan of God. We see from the first reading that Ezekiel was sent to the people of Israel to prophesy that their bad behavior and rebellion against God was going to bring about the destruction of the temple and the exile of the whole nation. But they chose to reject his message. We could easily see here the parallel with the reaction of the people of Nazareth, and indeed with the religious authorities in Israel to Jesus when they failed to recognize that he is the ultimate prophet and the definitive emissary of God. The people of Nazareth, instead of recognizing him as a prophet, told themselves that Jesus was too human, pretexting that they know his mother Mary and his relatives. For them, their main question was how? How could he be from God? For them, Jesus would have been too human, too weak. Moreover, they were expecting a Messiah who would destroy the Roman colonial power. They hoped for someone more powerful or political. Sure, they failed to see below the surface. They only noticed the superficialities. They do not recognize that Jesus brings a message of hope and salvation. Nowadays also, to be rejected is very hurtful. Each one knows by experience the effect of being rejected. For instance, it's scary to hear an elderly woman talking about her health, which is not great, because one of her daughters stopped speaking with her and don't even allow her own children to visit their grandmother. In case like this, we can find it even in the church, even in our community of believers. Yes, it is hurtful to be rejected by anyone, but it is particularly hateful to be rejected by one's own people. Mark said that Jesus was amazed by their lack of faith. He was amazed at their lack of faith. He greatly desired to help his townspeople, but he was unable to do so. You can help people against their will. He was saddened, but not angered. Rejection, on the contrary for us, rejection can easily turn into anger and even bitterness. Probably, all of us have experienced a little of this. We have wanted to help someone, but our help was refused. We feel frustrated and helpless. And when we meet with rejection, we may be tempted to say, "That's it, I am finished." We may decide not to help or care anymore. It's too painful. Jesus didn't react like this. He didn't become embittered. He did what little he could in Nazareth. He cured some sick people, even though he was amazed at their lack of faith. So he decided to take his light and his gifts elsewhere. Brothers and sisters, it is true that the choice that faced the people of Nazareth is the very same choice that faced us today. The choice is whether we choose to accept Jesus and his message or to reject him, whether to have faith in him or not. Especially in our own day, the forces of the media and society in general are pressurizing us to go our own way. We are being inveigled into a mentality which completely ignores the spiritual side of life. We are being gradually channeled into a mentality which is centered around looking after ourselves and ignoring everything else. But for us Christians, for us, we have decided to choose and take Jesus seriously. And of course, we want to be ready to let go of all that is not life-giving in our lives, to let go of our false securities, to repent of any unforgiving attitude in our hearts, any unjust deals, any relationships or behavior which are contrary to the calling we have from God. As Christians, we know that we are also called to be prophets. We can remember that we were baptized, and by the baptism, we became priest, prophet, and king. Yeah, we are also called to be prophets, to bear witness to Christ and his teaching through our entire lives. It is a high calling for us all, and not at all easy. But as St. Paul says in the second reading, let us allow the grace of God, the power of God, to use our weaknesses to purify us and strengthen us for our good and the good of the world. Oh Lord, because of our weakness and fear, we have sometimes failed to be responsible in our prophetic role and mission. Strengthen us to be more committed to our duty as prophetic members of the church. Continue to breathe your holy people into our lives so that we can faithfully talk and walk as disciples of your Son, Jesus, our brother, our Savior and Master Teacher, forever and ever. Amen.